Chapter 44. It could be worse. While Jean Gitano decides what to do with us, and her and this Pops person figure out how to deal with a global strike, I expect them to make us sleep on the concrete, relieve ourselves on the floor in the corner, and catch rats and spiders for food. But as the days pass, they've let Angel put down an air mattress and give us snacks and water and escort us to the bathroom. You can barely call it that, but it's better than the corner of our cell. I suspect they're doing a good cop, bad cop thing from the old shows, with Angel as the good cop. But I don't care. I'm alive and not dying of dehydration or having cigarettes burned into my arms. They even let him bring in a TV. Angel. That's too much. Come on. Are you playing good cop? You must be. Huh? You know, where you're nice to us and eventually you get us to incriminate ourselves. Incriminate yourselves? You've already shown all your cards, I'm pretty sure. The dead body database? The Martian element theory? Good point. So, you're being nice to us. Why? He just tosses the remote to me. You're going to Mars is on three. And leaves. Jane grabs the remote and presses three. He likes you. God, what are you, my mother? Oh, I can tell. Harlan used to get that look on his face before we started dating. She winks at me. Please, Jane, we're waiting for them to take us out in burlap sacks and bury us alive, and you're talking about one of the bad guys crushing on me? Bad, good, right, wrong. Love is a weird thing. It doesn't care. It wants what it wants. Wow, that was deep. You made that up? Nah, read it in People magazine a long time ago. What's People magazine? She ignores me and points to the screen. Ooh, look, stage three, back to school. The TV has a running ticker across the bottom of the remaining contestants and their scores. Aurora, Marina Della Costa, Mike Horner, Claire Soames, Benji Greenberg, Avery Jacobs, Tanner Hiroki, Susie Q, Albert Morse, Quinn Keller, and myself. Aw, Larson has kept me in the lineup, ever the optimist, albeit with a question mark superimposed over my face. Interestingly, although I'm not scoring any points, Larson has allowed viewers to continue awarding me likes, and I'm ahead of everyone. Including Aurora. By a lot. She must be pissed. In the current scene, they're in an emergency room, standing around a patient, all in scrubs. Skylar Gaines, team leader of the departed blue team, is pointing to the patient's legs, both broken, and pointing out in unnatural directions. I imagine every single person in the world cringing at once. All right, teams. Mr. Davis here has had a little construction accident involving a three-story fall. Before the medbay sleeves can get to work, we'll have to set these brakes. Volunteers? On cue, Claire faints, and the rest take a step back. Tanner holds his hand up to his mouth and turns green. Aurora, on the other hand, flips her hair a little and squeals, "Lemme at him." She wrenches one leg with Skylar as poor Mr. Davis screams. Jane nudges me. See? I told you that Aurora was a bad seed. Look at that bloodlust. Come on. You don't see the whole thing with Aurora. I have. I think she's actually very nice. And authentic. If you really knew her, you'd like her. Nah, I think that Gitano witch was right about her. How do you know she didn't try to sabotage stage two? I just know. You just know it couldn't have been the only one left with a spacesuit? Really? She shakes her head, pats me on the knee. In any case, I'm proud of you. Some of that stuff you figured out in that stage, with the lift and the domes, chip off the old block. Great. Before you know it, I'll be formulating meal in a bags. I'm pretty sure the plural would be meals in a bag, the S on meals. What are you, a grammar expert now? Without hesitation, as if she'd been waiting to say it her whole life, she says, I'm your mother. Correcting your grammar is my job. I want to say, maybe if you didn't jump ship 5 minutes after I was born, I wouldn't be making grammar mistakes now. But I just say, okay, and enjoy the warm feeling of actually having a mother-like person, even if it is the last thing I feel before I die. The broadcast is interrupted. Breaking news. In a stunning development, the Phillips administration has declared a federal state of emergency, implementing mandatory rationing of all fuel consumption in the wake of the global strike of Phil City workers. My mother and I gape at each other as the news continues. It seems there have been daily protests, counter-protests, and counter-counter-protests erupting everywhere, demanding my return to the show, and new contracts for the workers, and calls for resumption of turbo production as the global economy begins to be affected, and even proposals for the immediate deprivatization of Wasteways properties. Meanwhile, legislators on Capitol Hill seem paralyzed to make headway, as relationships with Wasteway leadership continue to thwart minority party efforts to effect change. Translation, Congress has its pockets too full to move. The images on the screen are amazing, if alarming. Throngs of people, tear gas, hoses, mounted police. I spot a sign that says, "Let paper play." And another saying, "Where is paper forest?" And a third with, "We are all paper." Another one reads, "Give us our paper back." Jane laughs. "Paper back, get it? Clever buggers." Huh. Maybe Larson was right. Maybe his little crusade to keep me alive is working. And maybe my mother's outrageous dead body database will help. The door opens. Jean Gitano. A wicked smile. "Hello, ladies." Or maybe none of it will work and we're going to die.